Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We start off today's Waxy's Dargle show with a song by Finny McConnell, the founder of Ontario's Celtic punk rock band, The Mahones. And after 30 years of leading The Mahones, Finny decided to write and produce a solo album for himself. This resulted in a new recording titled The Dark Streets of Love that includes a song he wrote for The Mahones called Back Home, here on 101.5.
Hey, haven't seen you in a while. Say, back home, you again. Hey, yeah. It's so long till we go home. Say, I hate to drink alone. Did I tell you?
Bracing, we're glowing, is blowing where we
stars shining for you, Maria. Oh, Maria, smile, bring a little sister. The stars are shining for you, Maria.
Said her name was Mary Ann, and she come from someplace near Strabane. But over here in Melbourne, Ireland seems so far away. She had a tape of Matt Malloy, 10 floors up in a lonely sky. I watched a tear come to her eye when she heard the music play. All the way from forget your Hamburg town, your sad bright lights going up and down, and the dark girl I got lost and found in the Dally Dally room. Got someone I thank, she said, for my body and my dancing legs. Now my family can be fed in a home away from home.
Home away. Home away from home.
street and I couldn't find a place to sleep. Looking for a bite to eat to keep me from the cold. I saw a lonely laughing man beside a burning rubbish can, waving whiskey in his hand, saying, "Welcome to my home. So good to be back again and shake the hand of a friend again. I think about you often when the winter winds do blow. You give a meaning to my song, a reason hard to carry on. You welcome me with open arms and home away from home.
From the County Down, that was Tommy Sands, who I feel is one of today's most talented singer-songwriters. We heard a song that Tommy wrote called Home Away From Home, a track that comes from an album titled Beyond the Shadows that Tommy released back in 1995. Tommy is a member of the County Down's first family of music, the Sands family. Before Tommy Sands, we heard Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys with a song called Maria. And this track comes from the band's brand new third album, which is titled The Wishing Tree. And Sam Kelly is a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award winner, and he currently lives in Cornwall. Start off today's show with a song by Finney McConnell called Back Home, a track from his brand new solo album, The Dark Streets of Love. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, some Celtic music from Poland by the band Karen Tool, a seven-piece Celtic band that takes their name after the highest peak in Ireland, which is located in the county Kerry in southwest Ireland. Karen Tool has been playing traditional Celtic music since 1987. The band has just recently released a new album called Vintage. We're going to hear Karen Tool's arrangement of Scarborough Fair, a traditional English ballad, which is a variant of Child Ballad No. 2, all about the Elfin Knight. Karen Tool, here on 101.5.
Are you going to
our affair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who is there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a Canary shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without no seams, no needle worm, then she'll be a true love of mine. Find me an acre of land. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Between the south water and the sea strand, then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And to gather it all in a bunch of the heather, then she'll be a true love of mine.
Yeah.
That was Canadian guitarist and hammer dulcimer player Greg Joy, who was born in Victoria, B.C. And over the years, besides his solo work, Greg has performed with a number of bands featuring Celtic and world beat music. We heard his arrangement of a traditional tune called A Maid in Bedlam. Comes from an album titled Celtic Secrets. In front of Greg Joy, we heard a song by the award-winning musical family from the County Donegal, the group Clannad, the band that first made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the early 1970s in Ireland and mainland Europe. And Clannad went on to bridge the gap between traditional Celtic music and pop music in the 1980s and 1990s. We heard a song called Strange Land that was written by band member Paul Brennan. And this track comes on a fine compilation album from last year called In a Lifetime. And before Clannad, we heard Poland's Karen Tool with their arrangement of Scarborough Fair, a track from the band's brand new recording, Vintage. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, we have some new music by the UK folk duo of multi-instrumentalist Ben Walker and singer-songwriter Kirsty Marin. And we're going to hear their arrangement of Westland Winds, a song based on a Robbie Burns poem that he wrote back in 1775. And this song was made very popular by Scotland's Dick Gawkin. Ben Walker and Kirsty Marin with Westland Winds here on 101.5.
The plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haws the lowly dells, the sawing herd, the fountains. Through lofty grove, the cushad rows, the path of man to shun it. The hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasures find, the savage and the tender. Some social joy and leagues combine, some solitary wonder. Vaunt away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion. The sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. Scattered nests, so soon forgot, declare the silenced singers. The empty skies proclaim their loss, all grasped with greed's cold fingers. See man declare his arrogance and scatter all before him. He brings bold nature to its knees and claims the ashes for him.
Home, and I'll wait.
So you woke alone at midnight under blue. I stretched out my hand and we fell.
Sad girl, oh, she smiled at me. Her shining face, a springtime dream. So I took her hand, and as we danced, oh, she whispered softly, it's just a chance. Eyes were blue like a summer sky. Her lips were warm and her skin was fine. And when she smiled, oh, she lit my world. I fell for her, my Tyneside girl.
Some music by England's Brian Maguire, who hails from Newcastle and has been living in Bolton, Lancashire for the last 40 years. His association with folk music began back in the early 1970s. We heard a song called Tyneside Girl, a track that comes from Brian's newest recording, When the Morning Comes Early. In front of Brian McGuire, we heard a song by Danny Larkin, a fine singer-songwriter and folk musician who comes from the Armagh and Monaghan border area. And Danny is a welcome and established voice on the Northern Ireland's live folk circuit. Danny has just released her debut recording. It's called Notes for a Maiden Warrior. And from that album, we heard a song called Love, Part 1. And at the top of that set was the UK duo of Ben Walker and Kirsty Marin. And we heard their arrangement of Westland Winds, a track from their debut recording, Life and the Land. Catherine Priddy, Priddy, is a new up-and-coming young singer-songwriter from Birmingham, England. And we're going to hear a song that she wrote simply called Wolf, that comes from Catherine's debut full-length studio album that she just recently released. The album is titled The Eternal Rocks Beneath. Catherine Priddy, here on 101.5.
get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Soprano voice of the Waylon Jennys, Ruth Moody, with a song from a solo CD titled These Wilder Things. The song is called Dancing in the Dark, a song that was written by American rock singer Bruce Springsteen. And before Ruth, we heard England's Catherine Pretty with a song called Wolf, a track from her debut recording, The Eternal Rocks Beneath. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have award-winning Cape Breton fiddler Natalie McMaster. We're going to hear a medley of tunes. This track comes from a compilation album made up of music from Natalie's first two albums, Four on the Floor and Road to the Isle, that she recorded when she was only 16 and 18 years old. The medley includes Four Jigs, Mahone Bay, Oh Dear What Can the Matter Be, Miss Jane Douglas, and Frasers. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet again, here's Natalie McMaster.